The Dan and Maz Show. My fellow Australians, it's time for the first meal of the day. And it's a day that starts with S, which means it must be time for your serving of weekend breakfast. So crank your volume up. Oh, to a respectable listening level.
It is still quite early.
It's time for Dan and Maz Weekends. Hooray!
Makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness. That's what we're talking about.
Good morning, legends. Dan and Maz Weekends. Happy Saturday. Hi, Dan. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, Maz. How are you?
Yeah, so good. We've got an absolutely cracking show for you guys. Joining us via the telephones, we have Bono, actual Bono, on the show before 8 o'clock this morning.
Bono from U2.
Correctamundo.
Not the other Bono you might have heard of.
Is there another Bono?
Sonny and Cher. Sonny Bono. He's the other one. We don't have him.
That's Bono, not Bono.
Spelt same.
Sure. Okay, cool. That's happening. So stick around, guys. Up next, we will kick the show off, as we do every Saturday, with our confusing news segment. It's called Confused. If you want to play, 131060 is the number.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
It's time for Confused.
Confused is our confusing news segment. I got to say, Maz, we didn't really think about it. We start every Saturday with this segment. Why are we bamboozling people first thing on a Saturday morning, hey?
That's a really good point.
We should just give
them
the straight shooting news, but instead we confuse it up.
Well, I guess it's indicative of the title of the segment, Confused.
It is. It's a great title.
Then why would we call it Confused?
Yeah, so it's almost like the title came to us and we're like, well, now we have to confuse people. Well, this morning we're confusing Jono. G'day, Jono.
G'day, Jono.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, Jono. But how are you, my friend?
Yeah, not bad.
Not bad. NB Jono. Maz has two news stories. You got to pick the fake one. You reckon you can do it, champ?
I reckon I can do it.
Bring it on. Yeah, love that confidence. That trademark Jono confidence we've come to know and love. All right, Maz.
Jono, story number one is the case of a savage garden fan. A Kansas State University student claims that he had a limited edition CD copy of Savage Garden's Chained to You stolen from his car. Hunter Jobbins is the name of the guy. He tweeted a photo of the note purportedly left by the burglar. The note said that the suspect took the CD and nothing else.
Oh.
Or
that is a great story.
Is it story number two? A car scrapyard owner in eastern Spain is taking no more bull from burglars. Emilio Severo has recruited two fighting bulls to protect his business. Following a spate of 7 break-ins since the beginning of summer. Quote, the bulls can roam around freely in the yard and let's hope that they do their job.
I love both those stories. I love the name Hunter Jobbins.
They're both about thieving too.
Yeah,
so there's a bit of a theme there.
Maybe I'm a kleptomaniac. Jono!
Yeah, tricky,
which story is the fake story, my friend?
Was the first one the Savage Garden one or the other one, which was maybe a load of bull?
I don't think Savage Garden even have any special edition stuff, do they?
Of course they do.
Are you kidding?
Of course they do.
They're one of the most world-renowned bands out of this country
or
ever.
Or is Jono saying their music is so special in the first place? How could you possibly make it specialer? All right, Jono, lock one in. Which one's the fake one?
I reckon the first one's fake.
You're correct, Jono!
Yeah.
You are correct. But this is the real story.
Okay.
Hunter Jobbins is a real person.
Yes.
And he tweeted a photo of a note left by a burglar on his car. And this is what the note said, and I quote, Saw Kit Kat in your cup holder. I love Kit Kats, so I checked your door and it was unlocked. Did not take anything other than the Kit Kat. I am sorry and hungry.
Oh, that is
this
great.
Guy legit broke into Hunter's car to steal a Kit Kat. Yeah. Give me a break.
Give me a break in, more like it. Oh, we're so funny, Maz. Jono, are you still there or have you hung up in disgust?
Dinner, I'm here.
Yeah, right, well no done, prize, mate. Congratulations. No you've yeah. won the glittering prize of the glory of winning Confused.
That's it.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Up next, if you love words, then you're going to want to hear the next thing we're doing because I love words and I got some good ones.
Everyone's really going to hang around for that.
Jono's gone. He hates words.
Everyone's hanging around for that.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Now, Dan, you just mentioned that if people like words, they should stick around. But I feel like you should have said, if people like words that are kind of naughty, they should stick around.
Well, I found this list on BuzzFeed and we've tweeted it of words that people find disgusting. Words that
so
people want to hear.
Is this like another one of BuzzFeed's, you know, I guess, most popular lists?
It's a
that
listicle.
Definitely do the rounds on the internet?
It is a listicle, Maz, which is half list, half testicle.
No, it's definitely
no, it's not.
Not.
It's just a small list. For example, they did a poll on Twitter and so words like fester,
ooh,
smear,
festering,
panties, viscous,
oh,
discharge,
yeah, panties is gross,
flaccid.
Ooh.
These are all words that people find disgusting.
What about knickers? Is knickers on there?
Yeah,
that's
probably.
Controversial.
Yeah, there's 28. Do you want me to read them all out? Nah.
No.
What I would like to do, Maz, because I am a bit of a logophile, which is a person who loves words.
I thought you said flogophile. So, well, I've called you F words before. That's not one of them.
Yeah, but it's a new one you can use. I have.
Flogo.
This is a list of words that I have of words which sound dirty but actually aren't.
Wait, so you just do your own rando listicles in your spare time and then just wait for the golden opportunity on the show to bring it up?
Yes. Isn't that what everyone does? Doesn't everyone make lists of words?
You got your little listicle. You're going to read them out?
Right, but you have to be serious, Maz.
So hang on. So these are words that they're not dirty.
Yes, they're
like
not
they're not
dirty.
Rude.
They're not rude.
But
okay?
They sound rude.
Okay. So, Maz, you have to be very serious. So let's create a serious atmosphere, please.
Okay, well, we know what happens when you tell me to be serious.
Maz, please. So these are Dan DeBoof's list of words that sound dirty but aren't.
Okay. What about fracas? Is Maz. That on your list?
No, but that's a good one. I'm going to add
that
one in.
Fracas.
All right. Okay. Word one. Rectify.
Yeah, it sounds like rectum. I get it.
Maz.
Serious. I'm just spelling it out.
Dongle. Maz.
Yes.
Stopcock.
What's a stopcock?
It's like a valve.
Never heard of one.
Gym crack.
What's a gym crack?
It's a small toy or little thing to play with.
Like Lego.
Yeah. You could next time you see someone playing with Lego, you can go, you're a little gym crack.
Where do you find that? These words? Because people aren't busting out gym crack just willy-nilly.
In the dictionary. Futtock.
Is that like a buttock?
A futtock. It's not, Maz.
What is it, though? I need you to explain what these words are so that we can use them in a sentence
it's
today.
It's like a part of a ship's timber.
How do you know that?
Because I'm interested. When I see funny words, I write
them
down.
You're interested in ships all of a sudden?
Niblick.
Has it got anything to do with food?
No, a niblick is like an olden days golf club.
Again, you're not a golfer.
Kumquat. Manhole.
Yep.
Pussyfoot.
Yep.
Ramrod. Logjam. Boston cream pie. Those are all serious words.
They
you
are
can use
serious.
Them in fun, you can use them in your fun everyday conversation.
Oh,
next
good.
Time someone says, why aren't you committing to that? You go, I'm just pussyfooting around. And if they laugh, you can go, shame on you. Don't laugh. Shame on you.
Yes. I'm writing them all down.
Yeah, good. All right. I've got a whole bloody list of them. There you go.
We should futtock.
No, because
no, we shouldn't.
No, because we're not talking about ship's timber, are we?
Well, we could.
All right.
Maz, but we're not.
Maz Compton, you big old sourpuss. Oh.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Hey, Dan, I've got a new thing that I'm doing.
Oh, cool. Bring it to the table. Tell it to Australia, Mazzy. Yeah, what are you doing? What's your latest craze?
It's not really a craze. It's not like, it's not as if I've seen this, you know, blowing up on Insta and I've been following all the hashtags and I'm like, ooh, I need to get some of that in my life.
Got to get on board.
It's got nothing to do with it. I haven't seen this anywhere. I don't feel like there's been a person in my life that has said, ooh, you should try this. It's just something that I've come up with all by myself.
Oh, do you reckon maybe you might start this trend now and then suddenly everyone's going to start doing it?
Maybe after I explain what it is, you'll be able to answer your own question there. I don't know if this is going to be the next viral craze.
Okay.
I've been making a cup of Yorkshire tea before I go to bed.
What's Yorkshire tea? How's that different?
So, you know how you get, you know, there's English breakfast tea and there's green tea and there's Earl Grey tea.
Oolong tea, Lapsang, Souchong tea.
Rooibos.
Rooibos, yes.
Licorice tea, there's a lot of tea.
Yeah.
Yorkshire tea, it's just
another type of bag.
It's another type of bag and it's really nice. It's like you make it like an English breakfast tea. You put a dash of milk in there. You brew it to a builder's tea consistency and it's really just a nice way to end the day.
A little hug in a mug.
It's just, you kind of, like I sort of snuggle into the couch with my little blankie on and I get my cup of Yorkshire tea and I'm like, oh, that's nice, isn't it? It's just nice.
No, it's nice.
I'd love to know if people... I mean, other than myself, have come up with something, like a little ritual that you do.
A little treat.
Maybe something you do first thing in the morning.
Oh.
And as you're doing it, you're thinking in your brain, oh, this is nice, isn't it?
Something that makes it, when you do it, you just go, oh, it's a little treat for me. This makes me go, oh, that's nice.
Like there are things in our lives that we do that you can absolutely classify as epic. Like skydiving, you're like, that's epic,
that's awesome.
It's so rad,
oh, that's crazy.
So gnarly.
It's so, you know, wild.
Yeah, or like getting a personal best at CrossFit or something. Like, that's epic.
Such a badass. Oh, I ate a hamburger with 100 patties in it because I'm a
madman.
Oh, you're wild. You're a wild child.
So extreme. This is just like a real step back from that place.
Okay.
This is like a real long leap back from epic and it's just a bit nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Going to treat myself to a cup of tea before bed. Oh, it's a bit nice.
Ooh, that's nice, isn't it?
What about sometimes what I've taken to doing, Maz, is I like to tuck all my, well, I guess most people call it making the bed, but normally you just chuck the bed clothes on top of the bed, whatever.
So
right?
Glad you're talking about bed sheets.
But sometimes I like to tuck it in, right? I like to give a bit of a tuck and get it really firmly in there. So when I get home, Maz, when I get home, and I crawl into my beddy buys. It's like I'm in a hotel. It's like I'm sleeping in a hotel bed. Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. That's nice, isn't it?
Ooh, it just gives me it's nice, isn't it? And it's not wild. It's not crazy. I'm not living a crazy lifestyle.
No.
It's a little treat for me. Makes me go, ooh, that's nice, isn't it?
That's nice. I might try that one. Try it tomorrow morning.
131060. Don't call us up with how you're living on the edge, how you're extreme. Oh, my God, I've done this thing. It's a life hack. It's changed my life forever.
Anyone with a YouTube channel, don't call.
No.
We're not interested.
Just nice little things.
We're just looking for that little thing that you do for yourself. This is just for you. You know what you do? You do you.
Yeah.
Yes. And you do it nice.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's nice, isn't it?
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Yeah, I was just explaining that I've started doing something a little bit nice for myself.
little tradition, little feel good, little pick me up, little sweetener.
It's become a bit of a ritual. Yeah, like I think maybe it was a week or so ago, I was like, I just really feel like a cup of Yorkshire tea, like just a good old British cup of builder's tea before bed. And it was just really nice.
Oh.
And it's just become the nightly tradition now.
I think we actually have audio of you in that moment, Matt.
Ooh, that's nice, isn't it?
Because my inner self-talk is a man. The voice in my head is actually a bloke.
131060, maniacs, thrill seekers, wild childs need not apply.
No,
we are asking, what's a little treat, a little thing you do? And when you do it, you just have a little, ooh, a little little shimmy of the shoulders, a little tingle in the spine, and you say,
"Ooh, that's nice,
yeah.
isn't it?"
Kate on 131060. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, Kate. How are you? How are you, Kate?
This is just a nice segment. It's just a really feel-good segment. Yeah.
Kate, what do you do that just makes you go, "Oh, that's nice"?
Buy myself fresh flowers. Have them in the house.
That's nice, isn't it?
Kate, how often are you coming home with fresh flowers for yourself?
Maybe like once a fortnight.
Okay, that sounds right. That's great. That's 25
really
bunches
nice
a year.
Idea.
Yeah, yeah. That's good.
I love that. And where do you place them? Is there sort of a special place in your home that you stick the fresh flowers?
Usually like in the kitchen, so I can look at them when I'm cooking dinner or whatever.
That's really nice.
Okay. And do you look at them and you go, "That's nice"?
Yeah.
You don't
to enjoy them for at least a week.
All right. You don't go, "Whoa, that's crazy. I'm insane. I got to Snapchat it and send all my mates," do you?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
No.
It's just nice. Yeah. That's all we're after. Good. Yeah.
Thank you, Kate. We've got Tom. Good morning.
Hi. How you going?
Good, Tom.
Yeah, really good thing.
So what I like to do is when I treat myself is I like to make something that's called a bazooki.
Oh, it's sounding, pause, that's sounding a bit crazy. That makes me think of like a bazooka, like explosions.
It's actually a dessert.
Okay.
What it is.
Sounds badass.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's pretty delicious. What it is it's raw cookie dough.
What?
And you smear it over a pizza tray.
What?
And you cook it in the oven, but not too much though. You don't want to overcook it.
Yeah.
And then you pull it out and then you smear Nutella and chuck ice cream on it.
Ooh.
That's nice.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I mean,
That's also cardiac arrest inducing.
I know. We're getting very close to like epic mealtime kind of scenario, which might go a bit too far, but
You're teetering on the edge there, Tom.
Yeah, like you're getting close to, "Whoa, that's crazy," and we're after, "Ooh, that's nice."
Because there's three elements to that thing. You know, you've got the cookie dough, you've got the Nutella. I would actually probably put peanut butter if it were me, but whatevs. And ice cream.
Now we're going mad. I think, Tom, I think your calibrator might be a whack. I think the things that you think are just nice, most people think are crazy. That's how crazy you live your life.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I only treat myself very, very little. So when I do have it, it's pretty good. So.
Okay. But it is warming. It's lovely. It's pleasant. It's nice.
I mean, it sounds like a warm hug for your insides. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. All right. Now, you know what, Tom? You're okay. All right?
Thank you very much, guys.
That's our pleasure. I'm glad we could affirm you this morning, Tom.
Okay.
Belle has called through on 131060. Hi, Belle.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, Belle.
So good, babe. So good.
Now, Belle, what do you do? It's not crazy. It's not wild. You're not a maniac. It just makes you go, "Oh, that's nice."
Okay, so every Friday, I pop down to the little agency and I get myself a dollar scratchy just to have a bit of luck on a Friday. Try and become a richer person.
That's nice,
isn't it?
Now, right. Belle, have you ever won anything?
I usually win $2, which feeds the habit of getting more, which is great for the following Friday, but no more than like maybe $10.
Right.
That's how they suck you in.
So you wouldn't say you're a full blown. Sounds like you're running down to the news agency right now, Belle.
No.
You're not a full blown gambling addict, but you have a tradition. Is it okay when it's a tradition? I don't know.
I think it's a Friday treat, so it's fine.
A little Friday treat. I mean, it's not Oz Lotto. Like, it's not full-scale Lotto.
Yeah.
It's just a little cheeky scratchy.
Just be careful you're not going down a slippery slope. We aren't going to, in a few weeks' time, see you down at the TAB shouting at the horses or anything.
Hey, if I went big on the scratchies, who knows?
Oh,
oh dear. I feel like we need to do a disclaimer or something here.
I know. Be careful, kids. Be careful. Gamble responsibly.
Yeah. That's the word there that
yes.
we meant to. Yeah.
All right. No. Okay, Belle. No, you'll be. I have faith in you, Belle. I think you're keeping.
Also, it's not like she's buying the $100 scratchy. It's just the dollar.
They have a $100 scratchy?
I wouldn't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's just really, really, really big.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
There's a headline that has been doing the rounds internationally.
Yeah.
It has upset a lot of people. And I think it's confused a lot of people as well.
It's a real head scratcher, isn't it, Maz?
It really is. Here's the headline. Bono wins one of Glamour's Women of the Year awards.
Yeah. Bono from U2.
Heck?
Yeah.
So Glamour magazine have done their Women of the Year awards, and Bono, yes, the front man for U2, has won one of the awards. Now, I'm sure that Glamour magazine are trying to prove something here.
I've been trying to get my head around it as well, Maz, because I'm kind of
like... I don't
know
what it is, though.
Well, it's if you want to give an award to a guy for doing work, I think it's he's done some sort of charity work, which is, you know, helping out women.
He's like, okay, here is the quote from Bono about on receiving the award. He says, I'm sure I don't deserve it, but I'm grateful for this award as a chance to say the battle for gender equality can't be won unless men lead it along with women.
Yeah.
Like, I think I loosely kind of understand the point they were trying to make.
Yeah.
But basically people have seen this and gone, great, that's just another thing that men are doing, winning women's awards now.
I know. It's like, if he's done good feminist work, you can give him an award, but, like, it doesn't have to be an award for women. you know what I mean?
And the other thing is, imagine if it was the Man of the Year awards and a woman won that.
Oh.
I mean, that's just going to be misinterpreted all over the shop.
Yeah, I would crack the shits about that, quite frankly, because I've been trying to win a Man of the Year award for years.
Well, I'm not going to tell you where to start with the Man of the Year award.
Look, hey, Maz, I thought what we could do is, because you just read out a quote from Bono,
but you know what those quotes,
it's probably written by his PA, you know? It's probably written by his media person.
Well, it would be, you know, it would be much better. Well, it would be better of us as journalists, as hardcore broadcast journalists, to interview Bono himself about the awards. So,
if only we could get him on the phone. Oh!
Did we really lock this in? Hello, Dan and Maz Show.
Oh, hello, to be sure. It's me, Bono, the singer from the band U2. Oh,
Bono! Oh. Hey, thank you so much for calling. I didn't know if this was actually going to happen. We were trying to get a hold of your people to line up this interview. I'm so glad that you could be on the show.
To be sure, to me, it's no big problem. I'm just happy to talk to you. You and me, just a couple of girls having a bit of a chat. Just a couple of gal pals. It's like an episode of Sex in the City.
That's the thing. I mean, so you have won one of Glamour magazine's Women of the Year awards. I haven't actually seen photos of you receiving the award, but who are you wearing to receive the award?
Oh, that's it, isn't it? That's what they're always asking women, isn't it? Who are you wearing? It's about me work, not about what I'm wearing. Oh, this is us chicks have been getting this for years. Who cares what I'm wearing while I do it? It's about the work that I'm doing. I was wearing Suzanne's.
Wow,
that's the first female fashion brand that popped into my head. There you go.
Wow, interesting.
This goes with that at Suzanne's.
This does definitely go with that. I think the reason why people do ask those types of questions, especially to women, is because they're interested, you know? Like, you think if I were to receive a Women of the Year award, which, you know, is likely because I am a woman, you know, you put a lot of thought and effort into what you're wearing because you want to put your best foot forward. What is the actual award, though? Is it sort of like a trophy for your mantelpiece? Is it, I mean, have they donated some money to one of the many charities that you're the face of?
Well, first of all, Maz, let me say that's very sexist there for you to call it a mantelpiece. As a woman, I call it my womantelpiece.
Well, that's sexist too, then.
Well, it's a weird situation, isn't it? Because on the one hand, you want to honour people who work hard for women, but on the other, you want to do it in the right way. So
yes.
It's a real can of worms.
What about a person piece?
In a perfect world, that's what we'd all have.
What about human tool piece?
What about Hugh Woman tool piece?
Is a Hugh Woman a thing?
I guess in a way, what we're realizing is gender is a tricky subject. But let's put it this way. If there's an award for women, probably best to just give it to a bloody woman, right?
Yes, straight from the horse's mouth.
And also, I am quite aware that in trying to readdress gender stereotypes, I've probably just ended up offending people with an Irish stereotype.
That's true too. While we've got you, can you say the word potatoes?
Now, Maz, that is truly offensive to everyone listening. Potatoes!
Thank you, Bono. We really appreciate you clearing it up. So, Bono, yes, he has won one of Glamour Magazine's Women of the Year awards.
What a great interview, Maz. That was really incisive.
Yeah, he was obviously briefed very well for that interview.
He's a real pro. What a thrill to talk to a real rock star about real issues.
Total professionals here at Dan and Maz Weekends.
You're waking up with Dan and Maz Weekends.
Everything lights up, makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about.
Morning, legends. Dan and Maz Weekends. You've got us for another hour. And Dan, my little tiny human brain nearly exploded this week. I learned something. Oh, I learned something.
I hope you're okay.
Yeah, no, I am okay. Oh. I learned something. I want to share it with all of humanity because it's really blown my mind.
No.
And here's a hint.
Give us the hint. Yeah, there we go. Now, I know exactly what you're about to say, and it did not blow my mind when I found
I know,
out
because
it,
you already
frankly.
Knew it.
Yeah.
But you're a know-it-all.
Yeah.
I reckon there'll be at least one other person.
I literally know it all. Every single thing, I know it. Every single one of them. Yep.
Do you know what's written on my piece of paper right now?
Yep, DJ Konski mashup.
How did you know that?
Here it is, gang.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
I've got to do a bit of mandatory emoji chat. New emojis are on the way. More emojis, for goodness sake.
Okay, I reckon we've got enough emojis. I'm putting it out there. Here we go, Australia. This is an outrageous, controversial claim, but I'm not afraid to make it. Let's stop. We're done. With this update, we're done. We don't need any more ever again.
You're calling for no more new emojis, but the one that everybody is pretty upset about is they've redesigned the peach.
Yeah, so they've bought there's a new emojis coming in. For example, there's a new gorilla emoji which could be used to pay respect to our sweet
Harambe.
Angel. Our sweet angel Harambe. He died too young. We miss you, noble ape. For example, that's one of the new ones. But they've
get it?
Well, yeah, because that's what they use the peach emoji for. It's got a slight likeness, Maz, to the human rump or posterior.
It totally does. Everybody uses the peach emoji when they're sexting their partner, right?
Yeah, or just when sending a humorous text about bottoms. I used it just the other day, for example, and it's sad to know that
it doesn't look like a butt anymore.
It will not be an option for a while because they've redesigned all the images to make them crisper. As you know, as screens get more and more powerful and have better resolution, the emojis need to be crisp.
It's a real bummer.
Good one. Yeah, well done, Maz. That was a good one.
But seriously, whilst we're on the topic of emojis, I'm done. Like, you know, it's just gone too far now. You know when something's cool, like a year or two ago, I probably really got into emojis and I was like, yeah, this is really fun. And you can spruce up your text and it's lovely. And my mum and I just literally would send emojis to each other, usually just love hearts, but whatevs. And now I'm like, it's gone too far. There's too many options. I cannot be bothered.
Mm.
I'm just going to unsubscribe. Like, I'm just done with emojis.
So you're saying emojis are going straight into the too hard basket.
Yeah, it's just too hard. There's too many options. Like, I really cannot be bothered.
Mm.
CBF, guys, CBF.
131060, right? Is there something in your life where you've looked at it and you've gone, you know what? I can't bother with that anymore. It's dumb and it's stupid. Straight into the too hard basket. And you've never used it again since. Can I throw one out there, Maz?
100%.
Now, this is one I have not looked back since I made this change. I have not looked back. My life has become so much better.
I really hope that you say dinosaur news, but I don't think that it's going to be that.
Dinosaur news is the best segment ever made, and we're going to keep doing it as long as there's still news about dinosaurs, which there is. Here's mine.
Is there any dinosaur news this week, though?
Ooh, tune in tomorrow to find out. Anyway, you know,
I want to guess yours. I know it's in the kitchen. Really well.
It's in the kitchen.
You've unsubscribed from something in the kitchen.
Yep, something in the kitchen, and I've gone, you know what? I'm not dealing
with garlic crusher. I'm close, aren't I?
No, you're not, because you're thinking of cooking, and this is something you do after cooking.
You clean up.
Yep.
Tea towels.
Oh, no, I still use tea towels.
You get your hair dryer out now.
Oh, you're on the right. It is to do with drying.
Ooh, drying rack. You got rid of the drying rack.
Yes. I've got rid of the drying rack, and I have never looked back. I get all my wet dishes.
What do you do with the wet dishes? They've got to go in the drying rack.
I just stick them out on the balcony.
No!
It's amazing.
Oh my God, you are so leading edge.
I just stick all my dishes out on the balcony. Hour later, walk out there. They're all dry. Put them away.
What, like, has there been any incident, like, are there leaves blowing on the plates? Or
nah.
Are you getting, like, bird crap in your cereal bowl?
Nah.
Wow.
Never had a problem. Sometimes
Man, that
I
is
do
brilliant.
Think.
Brilliant.
Sometimes I think something light, like a spatula or a Tupperware lid, might
it could
blow
just
away.
Fly off. Yeah, who
Doesn't
cares?
Happen.
Just get another one. $2, whatever.
Doesn't happen. I'll tell you what. I don't understand why all you idiots out there are using dish racks still. They're dumb. They're the dumbest thing ever.
They are dumb.
They take up so much kitchen counter space.
Oh, that. I'm going to throw mine away this afternoon.
All right. I've given up on drying racks.
About? I've got a dishwasher.
I've given up on drying racks. Compton's given up on emojis. 131060. What have you given up on? Could you just put it in the too hard basket? You've gone, you know what, that thing, don't eat it. I'm over it. It's stupid. It's dumb. And you haven't looked back since.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We want to know on 131060, have you been doing something and then all of a sudden you've just gone, nah, that is in the too hard basket and you have just legit quit. Like,
and
you're just not a fan anymore.
And you haven't looked back since, Mazzy.
I have made that decision with emojis. I feel like emojis were super fun about a year ago and now it's just way too complicated. There's too much going on. They've made the peach not look like a butt. Like, so there's no point even, you know, using the peach emoji anymore.
Yeah.
And Dan, you got rid of your dish drying rack.
Yep. And I haven't looked back since. I just stick my dishes out on the balcony in an hour. They are
dry as
a bone.
You said stick your dishes. I was like, whoa.
Yep.
But you said dishes.
Stick them out. Dishes out for Harambe. Nah, all right.
Dishes out.
Why do we keep
dishes out for the boys?
Harambe.
I mean, the girls. Sorry. We're a bit random today, aren't we?
You get them out for anyone. All right.
Jess has called us on 131060. Jess?
Yes.
Hey, babe. What have you stuck in the too hard basket?
Snapchat.
Oh,
yeah.
It took me ages. I was trying to figure out how to use it.
Yep.
Sure, it's simple, but not too hard.
Yep.
It is really difficult.
I don't want to force my boring life on people.
I've got
a radio show for that.
But it's true. If you don't know, the first time you fire up Snapchat, it's very confusing. Like,
that's such an old person thing to say, Matt.
I'm happy to be labelled old. Like, I'm not on Snapchat. I don't care. I'm just not interested. I'm with you, Jess.
I used it for a while, but yeah, I was just like, who cares? Who cares about my life? So I just stopped using it. But I do realise the irony that right now I am telling people about my drying my dishes. So
yeah, you're just in a different season of your life, aren't you?
Yeah, maybe just Monday to Friday I can Snapchat all my boring stories and then I can get on air on Saturday and Sunday and tell them.
Well, you could Snapchat you putting your dishes out on the balcony. I mean, that's a bit interesting.
That's hot content. Yeah, people want to see that. Hey, we've got a call. 131060, we're asking, what have you stuck in the too hard basket? Something in life, you go, that is just unnecessary and you've gotten rid of it. Daniel.
Guys, any show, TV series that I haven't seen, if there's more than four series, I'm not going to start it.
Oh,
that's a good rule, actually.
Yes. So you're like, what shows have you seen or what shows have people told you about and then you found
and you're
out?
You're like, nah, it's too hard.
Guys, apparently Game of Thrones is great, but it's too far gone.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what.
I hear what you're saying.
I got to say, it is my favourite show and I bloody love it, Daniel. But to be honest, it's going to be a big commitment for you to get into it now.
Daniel, what about a TV series that has exactly four seasons? Breaking Bad, for example.
I think Breaking Bad has more than four.
Oh, does it?
It's probably something I'd consider if they're 20-minute episodes. But if they're hour-long, I don't know. Start getting to that point where you ask questions.
Something like 24 is your absolute worst nightmare.
Definitely. That one, I've heard great things.
There a TV show series that you're like, damn it, I really, really want to see it, but there's too many seasons, I cannot be bothered, and you feel like you're missing out?
Yeah, look, to be honest, Game of Thrones is that show, but, and you know, everyone tells me I've got to watch it, but the more people have told me, the more I've become stubborn in my rule.
You don't need it in your life, mate. You'll be fine.
Yeah, nothing's that great, I don't think.
Look,
Have you seen Will and Grace?
No.
Well, then you're really missing out. I mean, you're really missing out there. I feel for you.
I've said it before. I've said every TV show should be capped 2 series. If you can't cram it into 2 series, you're doing it wrong. That's what I believe.
Do you know what? That's a pretty good theory. But
I
then,
know.
How I Met Your Mother, that went for like 4,000 series.
Simpsons is at 20 series, Maz. They've done like 600, 700 episodes of The Simpsons.
Yeah, right.
Daniel,
probably
will
never going to catch up on that either.
See them all. Yeah. Let's get another one. We got Hannah on 131060. We're talking about Hannah when you've stuck something in the too hard basket. You've said, that's too hard, I'm not going to do it, and you've stuck by your choice. Hannah?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey. I'd like to talk about the time I tried to do the Doucan diet. It's a diet that requires you eat only meat every meal.
Is this there's another label for it as well, but I can't remember
Atkins. Paleo. Atkins. Yeah.
No, it's the Atkins diet.
They're all the same thing.
Same thing, right?
Yeah, they're all hard.
Isn't the irony that the guy who started the Atkins diet died of a heart attack from high cholesterol from eating too much meat?
Oh, really?
Yes,
laughing at that directly.
I'm pretty sure that that is a correct fact and that I didn't make it up.
I tried to do the Doucan diet where you only eat meat, and I just got immediately lazy and decided to
eat. So you did
the
don't can diet.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly.
Do can not.
I ate an entire roast chicken every single day for 5 days.
Fair
and
enough.
Then for snacks, I would have just a plate of prosciutto, and that happened was I broke out from all the hormones.
Oh, my gosh.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, it was amazing. I had a great time, but didn't lose any weight.
It was amazing. I just got really fat.
Don't regret it. You know what I mean? We'd do it again.
Oh, it's great. There you go.
Oh, the Doucan diet.
There you go. Moral of story, Maz, I reckon, is that if something seems too hard, stop it.
That's the attitude.
Yeah.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
I said about 20 minutes ago that my tiny human brain nearly exploded this week.
I got to do a disclaimer at the start of the segment and apologise in advance.
For your hair?
Hey, my hair is long and luscious like a lion's mane.
You're a human, not a lion.
That's what you think. Rawr. human in the streets, lion in the sheets.
Ew! Oh, don't ever say that ever again. Oh, my goodness. Sorry, I need a second. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, actually, I'm pretty sure lions are just one of those species that just
don't they
like,
just lie there?
Yeah, exactly. They mate like once every 3 years or something like that.
Oh, so spot on.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay, sorry. Back on track. I'm so sorry. I really apologise.
Well, I apologise because Maz is about to do, and I hear this all the time on the radio, and it really does get my goat, all right? One of those segments where it's like, here's a mind-blowing fact, and they say
it.
The radio host will say it, and you'll listen, and you'll go, that's not mind-blowing. I knew that already.
Yeah, well,
I knew that.
Of course, if you know it already, it's not mind-blowing. But if you don't know it, it legit is like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Okay, so your fact that you learnt this week comes with a sound effect. There it is.
Yeah. So this is a little box of Tic Tacs.
Yeah. Here we go. And already people are going, I know the fact she's talking about. Here we go.
Okay, so when you flip the box of Tic Tacs upside down and then you open the little lid.
Yep.
One Tic Tac falls out into a perfectly formed little serving tray.
That's built
like
into the lid.
A Tic Tac serving tray.
Yeah.
Then you put that in your mouth. So you don't even have to touch the Tic Tac.
Yeah.
So there's no like contact. There's no germs going from hands to Tic Tacs into your system. It's hygienic, it's clever, it's smart, and I didn't know it was a thing.
There you go.
I've been using my Tic Tac jar like a nuffy.
Yep.
Just the right way up and then into the hand, which is gross.
Yep.
You don't know where my hands have been.
Yep.
And then from the hand into my mouth.
Yep. Welcome to the party, mate. Everyone
knew
about this.
Okay. I did not know this. So when my friend told me, I was like, oh, what?
Yep. And you came into work and you were like, we can do a segment where we get people to call up with facts and I could tell this one. I was like, Maz, I'm sorry, but I'm sick of radio segments where people call up and they say their interesting fact. Oh, did you know that when Pepsi was first invented, it was called Brad's Drink? And I'll go, yep, I knew that.
What?
I heard that on a podcast. I knew that. I knew that fact.
What podcast are you listening to? Sorry,
it's a really good one.
In my mouth.
Yeah, it's called There's No Such Thing as a Fish.
Okay.
It's really good. It's by the guys who make QI. You know QI? Stephen Fry's show?
Nah.
Oh, man. See? All right. Already you're getting the tone of this segment.
Okay. Well, here's what I want to do.
Yeah.
Because you were very... Sorry, I do have a tic-tac in my mouth.
That's okay, so Maz. You're only a professional broadcaster.
I try most weekends. So we're getting there. What I'd like to, because you were so vocal about your disgust for my idea of, like, let's get people to ring up, and if they've had their tiny human brain, like, completely explode this week over a thing, we can share that with everyone and blow everyone's minds, and that'll be amazing.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, I don't want to do it. What I would like to do.
I was literally like that.
Actual quote. I would like people to call up on 131060 with their fact. But what we're going to get you to do, Dan, is guess it. So, for example, the example that you just gave before where you said, did you know that Pepsi, when it was originally invented, was called what?
Brad's drink. That's a true fact. Use it next time you're at a cool dinner party.
Somebody would ring up on 131060 and go, hey, Dan, what was Pepsi called when it was invented?
And
you would have to answer the fact because you think you know all of the facts in the entire world, and we'll put you to the test.
That's unfair. Anyone
no,
could ask
not.
Me anything.
How is it unfair when you legit have said that you know absolutely everything in the world?
So what you're saying is, Maz, is
notice
this...
how he did not refute that quote, ladies and gentlemen.
Maz, what you're saying, this segment is basically called Make Dan Look Stupid.
Only if you end up looking stupid. You could end up looking really intelligent.
All right. Well, look, at the worst case scenario, we'll learn some cool new facts.
Are you up for the challenge?
Know. Yes.
Of course you are. You're a team player.
All right. So give us a cool fact and you'll do it as a question and I have to guess it.
That's it. 131060 is the number.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
131060 is our number. Now, here's the thing, guys.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of this segment. Can I be honest, Maz?
Why? I thought that you would love this.
You said that, oh, I just found out that the Tic Tac lid, you can use that to put a Tic Tac into your mouth. And I was like, yeah, mate, everyone knows that. And
I didn't know that. And I legit, like, fell off my chair
this week
when I discovered this. I was like, Lord, that's brilliant.
Let's get people to call up with their cool facts. I was like, no, I hate those segments. People always call up with facts that I already know and I have to be like, that's really interesting. I'm like,
that's a really annoying statement because you're just like, every single fact ever on the planet, I already know.
No, I didn't say that. What I meant was the facts are we predictable.
You implied it.
I'll have to pretend that I didn't know that. Oh, really? That's so interesting when really I knew it. I'm aware I'm coming across as a bit of a know-it-all, all right? I'm aware.
A bit of a know-it-all?
I am literally saying I know it all, but no, all right.
So, with that, because I mean... There's several things that we could do with this information, Dan, and I want to paint you in the right light. I'm giving you an opportunity. This is how you got to look at it, mate. It's all about your attitude. This is an opportunity for you to actually prove that statement is right and that you know every single fact in the entire history of the world.
All right. Call up with your cool fact, but do it as a question.
Yeah, so then Dan will guess the fact bit that he obviously will already know because he knows everything.
All right. All right.
Let's try it out. Let's see. Here we go. We've got Pam on 131060. Okay. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Pam.
Okay. So you're gonna say your fact, but pose it as a question so that Dan has to guess the actual mind-blowing part.
All right.
All right. So, Dan, who designed the current US flag and how did it come about?
Who designed the current flag? I don't know who designed the current one. I know.
Wait.
Don't buzz me out just yet. Can I lock in as a guess? Because I've heard references to Betsy Ross's flag. I'm going to lock in Betsy Ross. Now, am I wrong? Bugger.
You are definitely wrong. Oh. High schooler Robert Heft, and it was actually part of a high school project.
Wow.
No way. See, that's a cool fact.
Yeah.
Yep, he got a B, and then after it was chosen, the teacher gave him an A.
Oh, that is a good fact, Pam. I like that fact.
A high school kid designed the American flag.
Mm.
Correct.
And he got a B on the assignment.
Right. Yes.
That is good.
Who's Betsy?
Betsy Ross designed a former flag. There was like one of the original flags was called the Betsy Ross flag. But so I thought I'd just take a punt because what if I got it? Wouldn't that have been a thrill?
That's all right. We've got another opportunity for you, mate.
All right.
Do you Ben's know on the line.
Is the top stripe red or white? What do you reckon, Maz?
Of?
The American flag. The top stripe.
I'm guessing white.
It's red. There you go. That was a quiz 50-50. Night question the other night. We got that right, our team. Oh, we always win. God. Come on, who's
what's
next?
What's your trivia quiz name, group name?
Queen Elizabeth II.
That's a pretty good one. Okay, we've got Ben on the line.
All right.
Hey, guys. I knew that red line question as
well. Oh, bull crap. Yeah, you're right. Just saying that now.
That's what I would have done.
I believe you.
Yeah, so.
All right.
So what's the bottom one?
Red. We'll say red as well.
Oh, well, yeah, because they're odd. It's an odd number. It's 13 stripes. Yeah. Yeah, no, yep. Ben sounds like a man after my own heart. All right, Ben.
50-50 stars as well. Yep. So. Anyway. We'll get to the next one.
Yep. Hey, so Dan, many smart people on the show this morning.
All right. Oh, Maz, you sound so impressed.
So, guys, my one for you is what colour is polar bear's fur?
Oh, this is a great question.
Well, I want to say white because I feel like that's...
It's very obvious though,
white.
Dan, isn't it?
That's the obvious answer.
Yeah, but this is a mind-blowing fact segment and that... Like, a polar bear having white fur is not mind-blowing.
All right, maybe I'm going to lock in see-through.
What?
It's trans...
As in transparent?
Yeah.
Like, why do you say that?
Oh, because I feel like it's...
Wait, can I chime in?
Yeah.
Even though this is totally not about how unsmart I am, yeah. But... If you're correct and a polar bear's fur is see-through and it's reflecting the snow,
that's
it looks white to our eyes.
Yeah, like it's like a mirror.
Ben?
Maz, you're quite close. It is transparent. You got that part right.
Yes!
He does
no
bloody
it at all. No
it
at all.
It reflects off their black skin.
It reflects off their black skin?
Yeah, and it makes their fur look white.
Oh,
shut
man.
Up. That is a cool
yes,
fact.
No
like literally, because it's polar bears. Ben, that was really good. How did you come across that information?
Yeah, what did you shave a polar bear and go? Where'd all the fur go?
How did you find that out? Is that just a random fact that stuck in your brain?
Just one of those fun facts. I traveled through the wilderness in Alaska, and I found it out.
Okay.
It was just one of those trivia ones that I found out along the line.
Oh, I'm so stoked I got it.
Yeah, that was good. Ben, that was well played, mate. Dan, that was very, very good.
I'm doing fist pumps right now. All right, one more. I'm on a roll now.
Okay, let's talk to Luke. Hello.
Oh, Dan, if you get this one, I'm going to be so annoyed.
All right. Well, I would
you
love
and me
to,
both,
I would,
Luke.
I would love to piss you off, Luke,
well,
so go
never,
on.
Like, I'll never do this segment again if he gets the next one right.
All right, go, Luke, go. Give me a fact. Okay. Give me a question.
Mouse,
okay.
A mouse has 7 vertebrae in its neck.
Yeah.
How many does a giraffe have?
How the hell? Oh, I actually know this!
I know.
I think I know this.
All right. I'm going to guess that this is one of those questions where it's like, what's heavier, a ton of stones or a ton of feathers? So I'm going to say the exact same amount.
Luke, can I guess as well? Can I guess as well? Now, Oh, no, you sound deflated.
Yeah,
does that mean
I reckon I've
right?
got it.
Oh, I'm so annoyed. You're right there.
Yes!
Well, I'm not going to tell you what I thought it was then.
What, Maz is going to go, it's got none.
No, I was going to say 2. I'm not sure why either.
Maz, this, honestly, I got 2 out of 3 right.
Yeah, so you didn't win.
This has backfired quite a bit on you, though,
it really
hasn't
has.
It? It's not know-it-all, but it's know-it majority.
Say, okay, well, let's do it again next week. No animal facts. I'm going to put a rule around it. No animal facts.
All right, deal.
And we'll see how you go.
All right, deal.
Because I got the polar bear one, and I'm pretty stupid,
yeah.
So.
Good to be me.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Dan and Maz Weekends, thanks for joining us, guys. It's time for us to get out of here and get on with our Saturday. We are back on the airwaves from 7 a.m. tomorrow.
You're not wrong, Maz. Time keeps on flying by us,
sure does.
Nelly Furtado said, time's like a bird.
She did say that.
I'm like
she
a bird.
She also is a man-eater.
Yeah.
Hey, I know that there's still a bit of Halloween news floating about, trickling through, you could say.
Trickling or treatling.
The video of the Chicken Canada who's got her head stuck inside a pumpkin.
Yes, I would love to talk about it right
now.
Oh
my gosh. She's fine. Like, she got her head out of the pumpkin, but of course it was all filmed by her family and put on YouTube. It's fantastic. We're going to address that tomorrow, and there'll be heaps of lols guaranteed. So enjoy Saturday. Catch you tomorrow. Bye.
Dan and Maz Weekends.